Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right. Welcome to episode 208. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a new episode of New Mindset Who Dis, and I've got a good, fun episode for you here. And it's a good episode because it comes directly from me being a bit of an idiot. It comes at my own expense, me and my homies being idiots. But there is a powerful message in the story I'm going to tell you here, and it's about the power of mindset in life, of course. Like, I'm pretty sure you know this, but you know, if you listen to the podcast, you know that I am adamant about the fact that you can change your life when you change how you think. You change your life when you change how you think. That action comes from mindset. Action doesn't come out of thin air. It comes from mindset. And consistent action comes from consistent mindset. It's all about mindset. And obviously, that's why I've dedicated the past 2 years of my life to doing this episode twice, to doing this podcast twice a week and talking about mindset. But I want to take this episode to really illustrate this, that you change your life when you change how you think. And specifically, I want to show you how to see all of the opportunities that life is serving you up every single day, opportunities that are all around you, but you might not see them. You may not have your eyes open to them. So, quick story here that I was reminded of yesterday. I was hanging out with my friend Matt, and we were laughing at ourselves in this story. Definitely laughing at ourselves here because about a year ago or so, Matt and myself and our other friend Austin were out one night in Chicago. It was like a Saturday night dinner, and then we were hopping around some bars here in the West Loop area, and we ended up at one bar, probably like, you know, our third bar of the night, and we were there just being dudes, carefree, just goofing, and not like really trying to meet new people or anything. We were just enjoying ourselves in our company and just being friends, and we were hanging out at one end of the bar when the bartender comes over and he goes, "Hey, here are three drinks." And we didn't order the drinks. And he goes, "Yeah, those two women over there sent these drinks over." And he points to these two attractive women on the opposite side of the bar. And, you know, to be honest, that was a new one for me. I've never been sent drinks before. I've sent drinks, like me and my friend, like, you know, it's kind of a stereotypical thing to do, right? Dude sending women drinks, but I've never been on the receiving end, and neither had my friends. So we were like, "Oh, okay, wow." Like, "Hey." But we got the drinks and gave them a little wave, and then we're like, "Well, what do we do now?" And we, in that moment, settled on sending them some drinks back. Right? You know, that's flirty. Send them back two drinks and we'll go from there. So we did that. And here's the facepalm. And, you know, so we sent two drinks back and then transitioned right back into just goofing amongst ourselves, just joking around, continuing our conversation. And the story is so funny to me. And Matt and I were laughing yesterday because, like, 20 minutes later, literally 20 minutes later, the bartender comes over to us and he goes, "So, what's up, fellas? You know, usually when women send you drinks, you go over and talk to them. Like, maybe you guys want to do that. Maybe you should do that." Like, I shit you not. We literally didn't even consider that. We didn't consider that. And real quick sidebar here, because you're going to think I'm a idiot. My friends are all idiots. We have no game or anything like that. But my two friends are married. And at the time I think I was pretty uninterested in like dating or even flirting. I was just having like Case's version of hot girl summer, just doing my thing, not caring, just want to hang out with my friends. So please don't blow me up and say I have no game. You know, I've still got it when I want to, I swear. But in this scenario, it was so funny because for some reason, or for many reasons, maybe we were blind to the opportunity that was right in front of us. And Matt and I were laughing at ourselves yesterday because of this. And I was like, there's got to be a lesson in this, right? And Matt, even though we were joking, was like, yeah, it's recognize an opportunity when it hits you in the face. And that's it. That's the takeaway from this silly story. There was an opportunity in our face and we didn't act on it when we should have. We didn't act on it because we weren't prepared for the opportunity. We didn't have our mindset right for the opportunity. And I'm, of course, game to make fun of myself to make this point and talk about my evolving mindset here behind seeing opportunity in life and grabbing it. Because despite that specific momentary lapse of judgment and mindset and action, I really have taken a lean forward approach in my life towards seeing and taking advantage of opportunities. I've gotten really good, I would say, at asking for what I want. When I get an inch, I take a yard. I'm good at seeing where the ball is going. I'm good at recognizing opportunity when it's in front of me. Whereas before, I did not so much. And that is a vibe. That is a mindset to shoot your shot when you have the chance. Because even if it doesn't seem like it, life offers up a ton of chances to shoot your shot, broadly speaking, of course. And changing how you think, changing how you see the world around you will really open your eyes to this fact that there are far more opportunities presenting themselves to you than you might think. You just have to learn to see them. And this mindset that I'm going to talk about here in a minute, and you'll see why I call it the giddy up mindset, it literally empowers you to do just that, to spot opportunities, to see them, opportunities that you might not have seen before. So that's why I opened with saying, change how you think. And you change how you act, you change how you live, you change your life. And I'll give you a couple more examples in a minute here to show you that, you know, I'm not bullshitting. I really do live this despite that funny story. But let's talk about this for a minute. Because you might be thinking, oh, that's nice, Case. Yeah, there's opportunities all around us, but not for me. I don't see them. Right? You might be thinking that. You might be thinking that you don't get as many opportunities in life as other people. Opportunities to shoot your shot, opportunities to succeed in your career, in school, in your personal life, in dating, in your creative field, in whatever, getting your big break, whatever. So you might be saying, Case, there's no evidence, man, to support the claim that there are opportunities around each and every one of us. I don't see them because they don't exist in my life. And I feel that totally warranted response, I suppose. I can understand that. But suspend your skepticism for a minute and let's really talk about this. Because I've observed that many people think that opportunity and luck are the same thing. People think that when you get an opportunity thrown your way, the once in a moon, when that happens, that it's the same as getting lucky. That an opportunity to shoot your shot is born of luck, of randomness, that being chosen, recognized, put in the game, promoted, getting a job, getting that date, meeting someone special, that it's lucky. That you got lucky because the universe randomly, emphasis on randomly rolled the dice and it landed on you and you got lucky. But let's think about this a little bit further. I'm sure there's someone in your life or someone that you've heard of or saw on the news or something like that, that got lucky. And you look at them and you're like, wow, they got so lucky. They got lucky. I can't believe they got lucky to get that tryout and then they crushed it and now they're in the NFL. Or wow, that person's so lucky. They started that jewelry brand on Instagram, no followers, but then Oprah randomly found them and posted about it, and then boom, they blew up. Or wow, I can't believe that person randomly met that other person at the airport and they fell in love with each other in that moment. So lucky, so random. Right? That's a vibe. I'm sure I'd think like that. You might think like that. But here's the thing I've realized. That's not luck. Luck, yes, luck is random. It is, but it's not intentional and it's pretty passive, but opportunity is purposeful. It's ready. It's in your face. It wants you to succeed. It wants you to take action and it's happening for a reason. Like in those examples I just gave, that isn't luck in my mind because luck is random, but opportunity is what you make of something. You don't hear all the stories of something of someone having an opportunity waving in their face, but they don't take advantage of it. Right? You only hear of the stories of when someone does take advantage of it, when they are prepared to take advantage of it, when they take action as a result of it. And that's not luck. Opportunity is when you turn luck into reality because you're ready for it. You're ready to do that. You are prepared to do that. And that's the mindset I'm talking about here, that you have to make up your mind that you are prepared that you are ready, that you're able, that you're intentional to do something when luck, opportunity, whatever you want to call it, comes your way. That because you're prepared, you turn it into opportunity. And it could be big moments like the ones I just described that you got to try out. You say, I'm going, I'm ready, I'm not overthinking it. Or you say, Oprah saw my jewelry line and wants to promote it, I'm ready, I'll figure it out, I'm prepared. Or, I randomly struck up a conversation with a cute woman at the airport. Nothing's crazy. Why not? Let's talk, right? Opportunity. I'm prepared. You change your life when you stop being passive and you start being active. You start being intentional. You start being intentional about reacting to things that are presented to you in life. And that isn't luck. It's not luck because everyone has things presented to them. Luck is what happens to you, but opportunity is what you do with it. And that's it. That's it. That's a good way to say it, right? Luck is what happens to you, but opportunity is what you do with it. And I've learned that opportunity really only presents itself to you when you are prepared for it from a mindset perspective. So that's the big headline here. And hang with me because this is going to make a lot of sense here. Opportunity really only presents itself when you are prepared for it. So you have to make your mind ready for opportunity in your life. Because when you do that, that is when you start actually seeing it everywhere. You have to make up your mind that you are ready for opportunity, that you are ready to get lucky, that you are ready, you are prepared, you are ready for opportunity, that you've committed to yourself that when something or someone presents itself or themselves to you, that you are ready, that you will act on it. And that is the difference between all these lucky people in life and the other people who say that they never get lucky. The difference is mindset. I really, really believe this. The difference is it's the difference between saying I am prepared versus saying I never get lucky. Like the way that I think about this is the way that I think about opportunity is like a bright yellow car, right? If I tell you, hey, don't think of a bright yellow car right now, you're thinking of a bright yellow car. You're immediately going to do it. And the more I tell you not to think of a bright yellow car, the more likely you are to go out on the street today and spot a bright yellow car and be like, wow, there really are, there's a lot of bright yellow cars out here. It's the same with opportunity, with luck. Whatever it is, you tell yourself. And the more you prepare your mind to say you are ready for those things, you are ready for luck, you are ready for opportunity, the more I fundamentally believe that you will see, find, encounter opportunity and luck. And I can only tell you this and hope that you believe me, but this is 1,000,000% true in my life, that the moment I made up my mind and said, I am prepared, again, that one awkward, funny story aside, the more opportunity I have seen, I have experienced, I have taken advantage of. Seriously, like the more I said things like, I am ready to seriously date, I am ready to have the biggest creative year of my life, I am ready to have my biggest podcast year of my life, I'm ready to collaborate with big names in dance music, I'm ready to sell tens of thousands of new mindset journals, I'm ready to meet new, talented, creative people, I am ready, prepared. The more I said things like that, the more things happen in each one of those categories in my life. Not kidding. The more I said that I am ready, the more I started seeing opportunity where I did not before. It's like before and after. And I didn't really so much change what I was doing that much. Those opportunities were there for me all along, but my mindset now, as cheesy as it sounds, it opened my eyes to where those opportunities truly were. They were there. They were there all along. They were there in the emails I sent, the people that I ran into in the street or at events, the people in my DMs, the dating apps, in the studio, out at a bar, everywhere. They were there. Whereas before, I hadn't committed to being ready. That changed when I said, I am ready. I am ready. Now I am. And of course, this isn't science. This isn't measurable. But I simply see so many more opportunities now that I am ready for it. Again, don't think about a yellow car. Think about a yellow car. Don't spot a yellow car. Spot a yellow car. It's the same idea. And I'm so much luckier now that I've decided, that I am ready to take advantage of any good things that come my way in life. Without a doubt. And remember, my friend, that of course I'm so passionate about the show and always keeping it real with you. I would never tell you something that I haven't lived or I'm living right now. But this is happening to me. It's been happening to me. I'm like the luckiest dude in the world. It's like the universe wants me to win. It's really crazy. And Sure, yeah, I think as a person, I deserve good things. I work hard. I try to be a man of character. I believe in you know, karma. What goes around comes around. But I really believe that this specifically came from the commitment I made, that when good things come into my life, I am ready for them. I'm not going to question. I am ready for good things to come into my life. I am ready. I am ready. And I'd love for you to make this commitment as well. In your mind, to simply say, I am ready. That's it. To say, you know what? I haven't been lucky in a long time. I haven't seen much opportunity come my way in a long time. But blank slate. Moving forward now, I am ready. I am prepared. I'm not going to overthink it. Simply make that commitment and live your life. Live with intention. Push yourself. Work hard. Hustle. Grind. Whatever you want to call it. But live with that commitment in your heart. And I'm confident that when you do, you'll start to see what I've been seeing. That luck is not so random. Luck is what happens when you combine your talent, your skill, your hustle, your grind, your stubbornness with a mindset that simply says, I am ready. And that might be, you know, this could be a psychological thing. You might be like, Case, this is like textbook psychology, right? You see what you expect to see, right? But it really does work. And I always joke, and I like to say the phrase, giddy up, like I'm a freaking cowboy or something. Like to my friends, I'll be like, all right, I'm coming over, giddy up. Or we'll make plans and I'll be like, all right, 8 o'clock, giddy up. Or, you know, starting a workout, putting on my music. I'm like, all right, let's go, giddy up. It really is silly. But that's how I approach life in a sense, that I am ready. And because I'm ready, giddy up, it's time to go. You know, and I'd love for you to feel the same, to live the same. Giddy up, prepared, ready, committed. Committed to seeing opportunities, committed to spotting them, and committed to taking advantage of them when you do see them. And again, it could be anything big or small. This isn't about like big career changes or like making it in a certain area or talent or something like that. It could just be an opportunity to speak up at work or to apply for a better job or to post something or write something or call someone or just the opportunity to strike up with a conversation with a random person, right? Big or small. Just to see it before where you didn't, to now see it there as an opportunity in your face. Because now you're committed to being ready for it. And when you're ready, you see it. I really believe this. And now when you see it, you're like, all right, giddy up. Let's go. Because the more you're committed to being ready when those opportunities come, the more you'll actually see them in front of you. So I'll end it right there. Hope that was helpful. Hope it gave you something to think about. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love it if you drop a 5-star rating and review. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, it takes 1 minute. I'd really appreciate it. It helps the show grow, and I'm super grateful for each and every one. Let me know what you think on Instagram @case.kenny, and until next episode, I'm out.